It's time to make it count. We give professionals the knowledge, mindset, and habits to win at work and at home. I'm Freddie Bennett, Guinness World Record holder, business owner, adventurer, and author, giving you the tools to get unstuck, unshackled, and unleashed. The clock is ticking, so let's go and make it count. It's time for something different. Welcome to the Professional Superheroes series of Make It Count. Now, don't worry, Make It Count is still going to be bringing you the most powerful stories from across the professional services world every single week. But I wanted to give you something more to help you make your career, your business, and your life count for more. So as well as your weekly dose of Make It Count, I'm also going to bring you this weekly shot of wisdom to help you develop the knowledge, mindset, and habits to become the professional superhero that you know you can be. And one thing I've learned through this whole Make It Count journey is that so many professionals are struggling right now. Maybe you're so busy trying to make money that you don't have time to enjoy your life. Maybe you're working 12 hours a day or more from sunrise to sunset and you're struggling to switch off while you're on holiday or while you're spending time with your loved ones or even at night when you're trying to fall asleep. Maybe you feel like a hamster on a wheel that's constantly running in circles trying to make progress but going nowhere. Maybe you're wasting hours a day avoiding tasks, knowing that you should be doing something else, but dragging out until you're forced to work until late at night to avoid missing a deadline. Or perhaps you're too afraid to grab that opportunity, to take that necessary risk and make the leap, so you know you're just working in your comfort zone. Or perhaps you're shying away from charging bigger fees, asking for a well-deserved pay rise, or basically feeling undeserving of the rewards that you're getting, even when you know that you're doing great work. And look, this absolutely kills me when I see talented, powerful, wonderful professionals like you not enjoying the career and the life that they deserve. So you know what? We're going to change that. This Professional Superheroes series is going to help you remove mental blocks around confidence, money, and rejection so you can charge more, earn more, invest more without any of that decision anxiety or fear of failure. It's going to help you free up capacity and discover how you can deliver more in less time with the power of saying no. It's going to help you put an end to your procrastination habits so you can get more done in less time and achieve your biggest goals almost effortlessly. I want to help you gain clarity of vision and reconnect with your inner purpose and your meaning so you can feel alive, motivated, and inspired at work. It will help you develop a machine-like discipline so you'll never again have to ignore the important people in your life or the hobbies that you're passionate about just to get ahead. You won't have to make any more of these sacrifices. I want to be able to help you lead through change with more resilience and buy-in and less fear and less pushback. And also overcome the feelings of self-doubt and imposter syndrome so you can free yourself from perfectionism and cultivate that unshakable superhero confidence in your own abilities. Look, you are a professional superhero. You can see things that everyday people cannot see. You can do things that everyday people cannot do. And you do this every single day in your roles. And now I'm going to give you all the tools to help you unlock your potential. I'm so excited about this. This first episode of the Professional Superhero series is called Breaking the Ice. Here, I'm going to give you my 5 key lessons from running across the Arctic that will help you achieve more in your career and your life. So let's go. In February 2024, I undertook what turned out to be the toughest challenge of my life. I ran the world's toughest, coldest ultramarathon, 250 kilometers across the frozen Arctic towards the North Pole in 5 days. Carrying all of my food, all of my survival supplies on my back. Now, during this time in this very cold Arctic wilderness, I learned a number of lessons that anyone can use to win at work and at home. And I'm going to share them with you now. And if you can just shut your eyes and imagine for a second what it was like in that barren, desolate, freezing cold Arctic wilderness. The one thought that was going through my head time and time again was, the cold wants to kill me. This was the message playing on repeat as I trudged through knee-deep snow, and somewhere beneath my feet I heard the ice cracking and splintering like the sound of a gunshot. The only problem is I was too tired to react, because running across the endless sterile expanse of that frozen lake at that moment, I'd been running for about 5 hours, had dulled my senses. I'd lost all sense of time, momentum, and also I'd lost the feeling in my fingers and my toes, more worryingly. Look, if this wasn't concerning enough, at that moment, I had another 35 kilometers to run just that day. And then waiting for me at the end of that day would be a couple of precious hours to eat by candlelight, dry my soaking wet clothes near a tiny wood-burning stove, staying in a hut where there was no electricity, no heating, no running water. And then the next day I'd have to get up before dawn and run another marathon over gale-swept mountains, through haunting snow-covered forests, in temperatures that would fall to minus 45 degrees. And then the next day, I'd have to run another marathon. And then the next day, I'd have to run a 65-kilometre ultramarathon, and then run again the day after. This was, without a doubt, the toughest thing I'd ever done in my life. On this journey, I experienced frostbite, snow blindness, hallucinations. I got so disorientated in blizzards that I collapsed and fell to the frozen ground. I encountered extreme hunger, tearful breakdowns, blisters, and even a head-on collision with two reindeer at the dead of night. Why on earth would I want to do this? Why did I want to be the only person in New Zealand who flew 12,000 miles to the Arctic Circle and attempt this world's toughest, coldest multi-day ultramarathon? Well, there's a long answer and a short answer, and the short answer is this. I do these things to prove to you that with the right knowledge, the right mindset, and the right habits, you can achieve more in your career and in your life. Now look, I am not a runner. I'm not an athlete. I'm not one of these square-jawed ex-special forces types. I'm just an everyday guy who, not so long ago, was a corporate executive at a professional services firm with a beer belly, a mental health problem, a crippling mortgage to pay, and a severe case of imposter syndrome. And that's why, to help you on your journey through the perilous corporate landscape, I wanted to share with you my five lessons learned from the Arctic. Lesson number one, you are your own greatest risk. I was running through the deadliest place on the planet. The cold, the snow, the ice, and the wildlife, as in wolves and polar bears, all had the capability of sending me back to New Zealand in a box. But the greatest risk that I encountered was me. My actions, my behaviours, my thoughts, and my decisions would ultimately make the difference between success and failure. And in a couple of scary moments on the ice, would make the difference between life or death. The same applies to you. Ask yourself, where are you tripping yourself up? Why are you making things hard for yourself? You know what you need to do. You can clearly see the action you need to take right now. Now, if we get really honest here, the real issue that you're facing isn't about the client, it isn't about the economy, it isn't the supplier, it isn't the employee, the boss, the relationship, or the technology. The real issue is you. You are your own greatest risk. So it's time to get out of your own way. Lesson number two, stop waiting for permission to be great. I had no right to be in this race. I was too old, too busy. I lived too far away. I wasn't fit enough. I wasn't prepared enough. I hadn't done all of the right training. And when I stood there on the start line, I was surrounded by a bunch of seasoned professional athletes and explorers. And at that moment, I was almost crippled by imposter syndrome. I was saying to myself, who am I? Who am I to believe I could do something special? Who am I to think I could make a success of myself in this situation? But despite the doubt, despite the fear, and despite the severe lack of confidence, I went ahead and did it anyway. So please understand, you do not have to seek permission to do great things. You do not have to wait for the perfect moment. You do not have to wait for when things are less busy in your life. You have to act. Even if you don't feel like it, even if you doubt yourself, there will never be a perfect moment to be the person who you were always meant to be. And the only permission you need to take action is your own. Quick pause to tell you something that I am so excited about. I have launched the Professional Superheroes Mastermind Group. This is where professionals work directly with me to develop the knowledge, habits, and mindset to get unstuck, unshackled, and unleashed at work and at home. There is nothing like this on the planet. It is mind-blowing how much fun this is and just how big a shift people are experiencing. We turn you into the professional superhero that you were always meant to be. If you want more information and to join, then drop me an email at hello@freddiembennett.com. That's hello@FREDDIEM for mindset, BENNETT.com. I can't wait to see you in there. Now, let's get back to the episode. Lesson number 3, fundamentals beat tactics. The best way to build momentum over the frozen mountain peaks and across the barren, icy landscape was for me to dumb things down and keep it simple. Funnily enough, that is not very difficult for me to do. I tried to keep things as simplistic as I could. Stay hydrated. Keep eating. Don't stop moving. If I stopped moving, I'd be in real trouble. So these were the only 3 things going through my mind. Stay hydrated. Keep eating. Keep moving. If I'd ignored these 3 fundamentals, my race would be over quicker than you can say Frosty the Snowman. Yet at work, 99% of people are always looking for these advanced secret tactics and habits and hacks before they ever nail down the absolute fundamentals. But fundamentals are the most important thing in whatever we're trying to do. The top 1% of performers are simply better at the fundamentals than anyone else. So whatever your goal is, ask yourself, what are the absolute non-negotiables here? What do I need to get right every single time, no matter the circumstance or the situation? And the answer to these questions reveals where you should be focusing your efforts. I know it's tempting to look at the sexy tactics and the glamorous hacks and all these things that we think take us to the next level. But believe me, getting the fundamentals right will propel you forward far, far faster than any other glamorous fad that you could identify. Lesson 4, always move forwards. You know what? I spent many years in my corporate career skating on thin ice, but there were moments in the Arctic that were some of the darkest and most perilous of my life. And I promise to share all these dark and scary stories with you in a future episode. But I think we've all experienced this feeling when we're encountering something so out of our comfort zone that it starts to terrify us. You get that plummeting sensation in your stomach that makes you believe that nothing will ever be good again. You have that paralyzing, confusing terror when you realize that you've messed up and there's no getting out of it. But these moments when you want to curl up in a ball and cry are when you must move forwards. There were so many moments on the ice when I thought I was done for, when I thought my race was over, when I doubted myself, when I was full of fear, when I did not believe I could take another step forward. But these are the moments when we have to find a way to pick up our feet and take one more step. It doesn't have to be pretty, doesn't have to be glamorous, it doesn't have to be perfect, but you always have to keep moving forwards. It doesn't matter if it feels like you're going through hell in your career, the best opportunities are always ahead of you, so keep moving towards them. And number five, the final lesson, have a story to tell. I truly believe the quality of your life and your career directly correlates to the number of stories you have to tell. Simply having money in a bank account or an impressive sounding title on LinkedIn or a Porsche on the driveway does not tell a compelling tale. This isn't about accumulating. It's about living. And look, I say this as a card-carrying member of the capitalist membership club, but think about everything you're working for. Think about everything you're sacrificing. None of it really matters unless you have a story to tell. And that's why I urge you, I implore you to put yourself on a mission that you truly believe in. Say yes to the things that you wouldn't normally say yes to, or say yes to the things that you shouldn't normally say yes to. Do the things that you believe you cannot do. Volunteer for that difficult project at work. Call the client, even when picking up the phone feels like the scariest thing to do. Step into a leadership role. Send the pitch. Make the presentation. Challenge the speaker. Ask the question. You can do the things that you believe you cannot. I promise you, your colleagues, your clients, even your kids don't want an elevator pitch nor a verbal recital of your CV. They want to hear your story and they want to see you live it. So stop always worrying about the perfect plan. Think about the stories. How are you going to have a story to tell? How are you going to create your life story that can then go on and transform the lives of the people, the clients, the colleagues, and the family around you? And that brings us to the end of this first chapter of the Professional Superhero series as part of Make It Count. If I think back to the final moments of that brutal Arctic race as the finisher's medal was placed around my neck, I realised that that chapter of my story had ended. I had the memories, the scars and the frostbite to last a lifetime. But I ran this race to prove to you that with the right knowledge, mindset and habits, everybody, every professional can achieve remarkable things. If I can go from a frozen rock bottom to these icy peaks, just imagine what you could achieve. So let's take another step forward to turning you into a professional superhero. Thanks for listening. I'll see you on the other side. Thank you for listening to another show-stopping episode of Make It Count. I would love it if you could give us a 5-star review, subscribe, and share this podcast with the world. I am on a mission to get professionals unstuck, unshackled, and unleashed at work and at home. You can join our free Make It Count community. Click the link in the show notes, and you can also follow all of my adventures on Instagram at @TheFreddieBennett. Well, for now, we made it count once again. I've been Freddie Bennett, you have been amazing, and I will see you on the other side.